I know that a lot of people who know me, you know, struggle somewhat kind of understanding the fact that I cannot let a Gaudete Sunday or a Laetare Sunday and Lent and Advent go by without commenting always on my rose vestments. So you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to comment how good I look in a black vestment, all right? This is the one day a year that a priest can wear a black vestment on All Souls Day. And the fact that it only falls on Sunday every 5 or 6 years, and the fact that there are very few black vestments even left, that it seems like there's not many times that people see a black vestment. And I know vanity is a sin, but I mean, I make this look good, all right? There are priests who take selfies of themselves this one day a year in a black vestment. It shows a history, a tradition that we're losing, you know, because it's not often done. A black vestment was only ever also worn was during funeral masses, you know, to focus on the death, the darkness. But then people didn't want to do that. They want to focus on the life after. In fact, more and more people don't even want to call it a funeral, right? They say a celebration of life. Right? Let's focus on the happiness and the joy, and not on the darkness and the death. And I can't help but think of my own grandpa. My grandpa, before he died, I was having a conversation with him. And I'll never forget him looking at me, and he goes, "Don't you dare put me in heaven." He goes, "That's not up to you." He goes, "Don't you dare put me in heaven." He goes, "You pray for me, and you pray for my soul every day." He goes, "Because I am a sinner." And that's what we pray for on All Souls Day. Today we pray for all those souls in purgatory, still waiting to get to heaven. And now my grandpa was a good and faithful disciple, good and holy man. And I couldn't help but think, "Dear God, Grandpa, if you ain't making it, I don't stand a chance, all right? Don't say that to me." But still to this day, I pray for his soul every single day. And I say that I hope and I pray that he is already in heaven. That may my prayers go to another soul that has no one else to pray for them. Because that's what we do as brothers and sisters in Christ. My grandpa trusted in a prayer that we sort of have later, the Eucharistic preface. It says, "Indeed, for your faithful Lord, life is simply changed, not ended." And that's what we believe, and that's what we hope, and that's why death should not scare us. But it gives us hope. And we say our life just simply continues on because we are disciples of Jesus Christ, and he has conquered death. You know, I think of those who before Christ, when the gates of heaven were closed to them, they had nothing to hope in. Heaven was blocked to them. It was only that sad, but still, even they persevered to live a good life. Which is why when Jesus conquered death, as we say in the Apostles' Creed, we say after he died, the first thing he did was descend into hell. To bring those souls worthy into heaven with him. And then to open the gates of heaven for us. Here is your invitation. Here is where you can choose. And that is why this All Souls Day is not just simply about praying for those who have not quite yet made it, but is to look at our own lives and to say, are we on that right path? Is every decision and every choice that we're making each and every day guiding us towards heaven? And if not, why not? It's like when those who say, "I just hope I can make it to purgatory," then we will fail. The Lord calls us to perfection. The Lord calls us to holiness. The Lord calls us to him. And then he gives us a way to be purified when we fall short. We come to our Lord today on this All Souls Day and we say, "Lord, we are the church militant. The church still fighting against the darkness. Still fighting against the evil, still fighting against the sinfulness, but still fighting." We pray for the church suffering, those who have not quite yet made it. And we pray that one day, all of us, the church militant, the church suffering, that we will all be united once again with those who have already made it. And we will all be the church triumphant, the church in heaven, the church united in your glory. That is what we long for. That is what we hope for. That is what we live for. That is what we believe in. So that is what we work for this day. Lord, help us to keep our eyes fixed firmly on you and to choose to keep that our ultimate goal. Amen.
Amen.